There were several issues Alejandro Puy wanted to tackle when he joined the Salt Lake City Council in January, representing the West Side District. Frequent long trains that stopped traffic at times, crime, and...
Let's race!
Speeding!
We have issues with informal and illegal street racing, like a Fast and Furious movie, where a couple hundred cars will get together and race. And sometimes they race through neighborhoods. But then sometimes you have your neighbor that, thinks that going 20 miles over the speed limit to save 30 seconds on their commute will make a difference.
Councilman Puy says speeding has caused problems for his constituents, accidents, near misses, and deaths of pedestrians. First, he voted with other members of the council to lower the speed limit in neighborhoods from 25 to 20 miles per hour.
The push to slow down our neighborhood streets from 25 to 20 is well-researched. The difference between getting hit at 25 miles an hour most likely means death. The chances of getting hit and dying at 20 are not that high. So those 5 miles an hour make a difference.
But lowering the speed limit works only for people who pay attention to signs, doesn't it? Councilman Puy wanted to get the attention of drivers to spark them into driving more responsibly, so he began to customize some black and yellow yard signs with a dash of humor.
Grandma's at play was a good one.
Slow down, then two silhouettes of people with walkers facing each other also.
Drive like your grandpa. Some people started liking that one lately, and I thought no one was going to get it. But then all of a sudden, all the grandpas apparently, or maybe the grandmas are asking about the grandpas.
Effective, unless your grandfather wants to drive like Lewis Hamilton or Danica Patrick. There's also a sign with the admonition, slow down. Traffic school is boring. These signs have proven so popular, a second batch is in the works, including one that says, wild turkey crossing.
It's more of an inside joke on the West Side, everybody knows about the wild turkeys in the neighborhood.
And a companion sign.
Slow down, wild children. And, I'm not sure how that one is going to go, but I'm going to give that neighbor, the sign that she wanted.
Maybe she'll put it in her house, not just on the lawn. Councilman Puy says some of the new signs will be in Spanish, including one that nods to a hot hit of summer's past.
Despacito, conduce despacito, como canta Fonsi. Drive slowly, and slowly is despacito, like Fonsi sings.
The councilman has paid for these signs himself. So far, $400. More than that for the next round. But this gets people to stop speeding through his Salt Lake City district. He believes it's money well spent. It's about a sign that says BJ Lederman writes the Weekend Edition theme music.